never leave me. He said that he wouldn't forsake me. He'll walk beside me, and that is all that matters. The sun won't smite me, and the moon it won't harm me. The flood won't sweep me. The Lord is my shepherd.
You'll never leave me. You said that you won't forsake me.
Hallelujah. Listen. I'm going to announce to you that the dominance that ignorance had over the years over God's children is soon going to fade away. Because as far as I know, the light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehends it not. What does that mean? Consciousness, awareness supersedes ignorance. Knowledge surpasses the darkness of ignorance. The light that comes with knowledge beats ignorance hands down. And by the special grace of God, the light must shine. Because it is natural for light to outshine darkness. So we are coming to that point where the light of knowledge will outshine the darkness. Whatsoever kingdom that may have been established, that may have been thriving over the years, just know that the light has come to destroy whatsoever the darkness has been able to establish. And by the grace of God, everything that you have been deprived of through the consciousness of ignorance is going to become a thing of the past. And all that has to do with you will be restored. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Babylon is falling. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He says, he that walks in me will not walk in darkness. The kingdom of darkness actually do not even have a kingdom in the first place, where Jesus reigns. The matrix, the system that has kept people under stress, tension and pressure, the kingdom is crumbling already. Listen carefully. They thrived on the knowledge of good and evil. The knowledge of good and evil is one of the biggest problems humanity had, and which was the reason why God insisted that you see the tree in the middle of the garden, which is of knowledge of good and evil, you should not partake of it. There's a reason why. And after man partook of it, man became a destroyer of himself, because the perception of goodness made man to attract good things, and the perception of evil also made man to attract evil. The knowledge of good and evil became the confusion that man has been experiencing since he left the Garden of Eden. So it will take a supernatural intervention for you to shed off the knowledge of evil. The knowledge of evil influences the perception of people, that if you are not careful, you will be expecting evil. Now, if I'm to take one after the other, the heroes of faith, from Abraham to Job to Moses to Elijah to Elisha to every other hero of faith in the scriptures, you would get to the understanding that the knowledge of evil was part of what they experienced, what tormented them. Listen carefully. Job, when he said, what I fear the most has overtaken me, he was making reference to the knowledge of evil, even if he had the good things of life. But the perception of evil made him to live in consistent expectation of good and evil. Man became a trouble to himself. What makes you think that what you are going through is not caused by you and how you are wired? Before you became independent in thinking, there were some people that had influence over you. Those who influenced you, how do they reason? Remember, you are the extension of those who also influence you. Hallelujah. Do we have to rise and fall before we make it? David was always expectant of evil. David had too many battles. And somehow, we today, we see him as our role model. And sometimes we attract his kind of battles. Still returning all the glory to God for seeing us through the battles we brought upon ourselves. Don't you also know that the scripture also said that the path of the just shines brighter and brighter? That suggests that you can succeed continually without experiencing hitches, trouble along your way, and you keep shining brighter and brighter. I want you to digest that for some time. You can experience peace of mind when you expect to experience peace of mind. And when you are able to rid yourself of those who are full of drama. Drama, I mean, a person who is so concentrated in his consciousness or her consciousness with the knowledge of good and evil. Anybody that is full of judgment, good and evil, is always dramatic. The moment you encounter revelation, you will see the reasons why not to keep so many friends. Because you will spend time purging yourself of the consciousness of evil, because the time you will spend purging yourself is a long time. Don't seek validation from people. Because among the people, what dominates their consciousness is the knowledge of good and evil. A lot of people used to live and die without getting rid of the knowledge of evil. If you do not expect hardship, poverty, you cannot have it. And if those who influenced you before you became independent, their consciousness is filled of lack and want. Lack and want may be on autopilot in you while you desire good things as well. The knowledge of good and evil and the consciousness of the knowledge of good and evil was part of the things that made Moses not to make it to the promised land. That was not God's original plan to use and dump Moses. It is not God's original plan to use and dump you. It is your perception. No matter how good you are with visualizations, manifestations, if your consciousness of the knowledge of good and evil is still very much intact, you will see it, but you will not enter there. In other words, you will wish to have a better life. You wish that some things should happen in your life, but you wonder why it's not happening because of the knowledge of good and evil. Babylon is falling apart. In other words, if you cannot deliver yourself and be born again, Bible says, except a man be born again, you will not see the kingdom of God. You can be so good that your light will outshine the darkness of evil. And gone are those days where evil will prevail over good. We are in a time and season where the evil will keep shrinking in the face of good, because the good will be like a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. The good will be like the light that shines in darkness, and darkness comprehends it not. The good will keep shining brighter and brighter. If you chose the path of being good, it's time for you to enjoy your dividends. May Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.